You're changing New Sound Radio. This song, 92 FM. This is the Community Hour, and I'm Pete Dane. Now, over the years, there have been no end of changes to the bus network in London. Some for the better, and others you may argue if not, yeah? Maybe you're of a certain age, yeah? Well, you can remember the number 10, yeah, when it went from Abridge to Victoria. Or maybe the 58, when it went from North Woolwich to Chingford Mount. Yeah, these things have all changed around a bit, haven't they? And how about the 69 that went from Chingford Station to North Woolwich? Do you remember that one? You do, or maybe you don't. Well, maybe all these things bring back memories for you, and time's gone by. We've had a route master busted. You can remember you can jump on and off at the lights in times of rock and roll music. Well, it's all part of your misspent youth, isn't it? Yeah? Over the Easter holidays, there is someone, though, who's going to help you relive those magic moments, which are now live on the line. Hopefully that's as long as the gremlins haven't crawled in the back of the radio transmitter, as they quite often do. Alaba, yeah? Alaba, are you there, please?
Yeah, I'm there, please.
Oh, absolutely fantastic. Things actually worked out for a change, yeah. But what is this you've got planned, then? Come on, tell us something about it.
Well, on Easter Sunday, as a proper family day out, or a day out for people who want to do something kind of different, I've got a Route Master bus, which I'm going to do four old Route Master routes. So, like you said, the 10, the 69, 58, and the number 38 as well. And they're the buses which are quite popular in the East London area. And they go through, or well, they did go through some very interesting places, i.e. The 69 from Chingford, from the edge of Epping Forest, right through into London Docks. So in between that, in that bus route, you've got really interesting things that you'll find out. I won't let out on too much of my London things you'll find, but a lot of people know some of the local history, and some of the stuff people don't know.
Yeah, I mean, because, I mean, the thing is that a lot of these bus routes, they've changed. They tend to be a lot shorter now, bus routes, don't they? I mean, now they go right, you know, they used to go right away across London, didn't they?
Yeah, but, for instance, the 58 today goes across the East Ham to Walton, so it's a pretty long route for this day and age, but it used to be much longer, going right across to North Woolwich and right across to Chingford Station. And, like the 69 as well, that's been quite a short one. It's actually been split up into two bus routes. One half of the 69 is now known as the 97 from Leighton to Chingford, and the other half of the 69, as we know, but only goes to Kane and to North Woolwich.
Okay, and what I'm just thinking is, like, I mean, you're doing this all on the Route Master bus, yeah? You can have a bus conductor on there as well.
The bus driver, conductor, i.e. me, so you'll get your Route Master ticket on your old Gibbs machine. But I'll also be given the guided tour and commentary, and also introducing the actors who will be on board the bus, reenacting times of the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. You know, like an image of the Beatles are going to be playing at the Walthamstow Granada, and you'll have a group of girls going, making their way to the actual show, and they'll reenact the time of 1966.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it just gives a bit my age away. I wasn't there actually at the concert, but I do remember when the Beatles were playing at the East Ham Granada, yeah? I was going past there, yeah? I was quite young at the time. I was far too young to be going to there, but I do remember going past there and seeing all these people, all these young girls screaming and shouting, there's people trying to get the back, there's the police trying to hold people back, there's people trying to get in the back door and all the rest of it. It was an amazing scene, actually. I mean, I'd have probably been about, I don't know, 9 or 10 years old, but yeah, it was quite an amazing thing, yeah.
Well, I went about then, but I've seen pictures of what it was like in Walthamstow when the Beatles played, and it was absolute hysteria. I mean, there was queues on both sides of the roads and going right around the little shopping centre that used to be there. And many older people will talk about that event as being like an absolute roadblock, showstopper event.
Literally, yeah, that's literally what it would be. And I tell you what, I mean, a lot of people have special memories on buses, don't they? There's something about them.
Right. What I've done, I've also incorporated music with my tour. So you'll have music from the 50s to the present day. So you can, like, have a memory as you go down Leighton High Road, as you go down Green Street, as you go down through the docks, the North Woolwich area, Canning Town. Those music would evoke memories of a certain time, and that bus went through so many years, it will bring back the memories. It'd be just like going back in time as far as what I want to do. Give people that image of going back in time and just seeing what it was like back then, because obviously the Route Master bus ran for so long in the city, only ran up until the 1980s in the East London area, but obviously in the central London went up to 2005, there's some sort of run now. But it brings you back to that big period of time, and that's why there's such a problem bus.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I mean, I'll tell you what, this, for me, what I can always find, I don't think I could actually stand outside East End Town Hall and wait for a bus without thinking of when I used to do it when I was a kid, we used to go and see my grandmother and things like that.
Yeah.
So it's different things that you can remember that sort of bring you back with the music as well. This sounds absolutely fantastic, yeah?
Okay.
I tell you what, we haven't got the best line in the world, yeah? So could you just tell us, yeah, how can people get into this? How can they get tickets for this? Go on, tell us the nuts and bolts of this.
Right. The tickets are available online from the ticket sellers. .com. You can buy a ticket directly from the Rose and Crown Pub, and that's on Ho Street in Walthamstow.
Oh, right, yeah, know it.
Walk in and buy a ticket.
And that's where you're starting out from, isn't it?
Yeah, that's where the tours begin. So the tour will start on Easter Sunday at the Rose and Crown Pub at 10 o'clock in the morning, and we will depart and come back after a round trip back to Rose and Crown for lunch, where your dinner's included in your ticket. Then we'll go on the second part of the trip that takes from the 10 and number 38. So, yeah, you get your tickets from the Rose and Crown or directly online from the ticketsellers.com. Or you can give me a call. Is what to give me my number tonight?
Yeah, go on, give it out. Go on, do it.
My number is 07947 930 911. And I'll be able to tell you exactly where you can get the tickets and the availability of the tickets.
If people want further information and stuff like that. And how much is it going to cost?
Wait, £20 a ticket. The ticket includes your Sunday lunch, which is at the Rose and Crown, and at the end of the tour, you get a souvenir Route Master bus, and the kids get an Easter egg.
Oh, that can't be bad. I can't think of a better way to spend an Easter Sunday as well. Yeah, this is absolutely brilliant.
It's saying the weather can't spoil either, because obviously the weather can switch and change, but that's what we know London for. So whether it's rain or shine, the Route Master bus, you'll still evoke.
We'll plow our way through it. Albert, thanks for joining us so much on New Sound Radio 92 FM. But before we go, can you ask one thing, yeah?
Yeah.
If there's one thing, yeah?
Yeah.
One thing that makes this tour extra special, what would that be?
It's the fact that it's taking you back in time, taking the time that's passed and good times for people, taking you back to good times. It would just be a step to the TARDIS for the day.
Albert, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM, and I hope your trip goes well. It sounds absolutely brilliant. Okay, take care, yeah?
Thank you very much. Okay,
bye-bye. Stay tuned to New Sound Radio 92 FM, because after the break, we've got a special guest who's also going to be taking us back in time. He's been looking at bikes. People used to make bikes here in Forest Gate. Apparently, there was loads and loads of places doing it. Stay tuned to New Sound Radio 92 FM.